If you've ever watched the Jetsons cartoon show, which was made in the 1960s, you probably are aware of the technology, which has pretty much come to be. Smartwatches, 3D printed food, robotic vacuum cleaners, video phones, and home automation. So in order to run all of this, the Jetson family enjoyed an inexhaustible supply of compute power, essentially infinite computing.
Traditional computing elements of connectivity, bandwidth, storage, compute are becoming unlimited or infinite.
Holger Mueller is a principal analyst at Constellation Research. He recently started covering infinite computing and says the term infinite does not have a cosmic meaning the way space or pi are infinite.
When you can't count it and you can consume it as much as you need it for your business, it kind of becomes practically infinite. So it's about infinite computing and the platforms which are built on top of that, enabling enterprise to take advantage of the infinite compute capabilities.
The term infinite computing seems to have emerged about a decade ago. Carl Bass, the CEO of Autodesk, spoke and wrote about the phenomenon of advances in microprocessors, the internet, the cloud, and collaborative software platforms coming together to enable startups and design teams to work like never before. Bass predicted that plunging costs of computer power would unleash new business models, and he was right. Mueller talks about this cost in terms of one barrier that infinite computing takes away. Sizing.
Traditionally, IT was all about sizing, and you had to get it right, because if you got the sizing wrong, you would be in a bad situation for your customer experience, or the customer-facing system that would be slow, or internal system from an employee experience perspective. And all of a sudden, you don't have to size anymore. Think about the traditional biggest sizing decision IT would do, which would be around your ERP system, and would be going around the three peaks of closing your books, doing manufacturing, and running payroll. And that would be the three peaks, and you had to make sure that you sized your system correctly, because if it would be oversized, you had a bad financial experience, you paid too much and would not use it. If you undersized, you had a bad employee experience.
There are five levels of infinite computing. Infinite questions and answers, infinite compute, infinite machine learning, infinite deep learning of big data, and infinite connectivity.
We can reach pretty much every consumer to a certain wealth level. 5 billion people have smartphones. We can connect businesses with video and voice in a way which you couldn't 10, 20 years ago. So that's a given. What's being provided right now by vendors like, for instance, Nutanix, is the portability across the different public cloud permutations and the different on-premise private cloud permutations, so you can build a hybrid cloud and get to that workload capability. But the next level is infinite questions and answers powered by the whole Hadoop big data capabilities. And way too many companies struggle with that. And if you don't get your data lake, your big data capabilities right, getting all your information together, you can't take advantage of infinite compute, which is the next level, that you can run AI models on top of that. And you can't even get to where really I think the big difference will be is around implementing deep learning in your enterprise for the first time, where software sees what's happening and takes action to what's happening. That will be the big disruptor in so many industries, and you have to get beyond the big data stage, because the data that you have, data is in your oil. If you don't have the data, everything else of infinite computing falls together, and companies need to move much, much faster into the big data era.
Mueller foresees this as a benefit of infinite computing. Customers won't get locked into services.
Hybrid computing is very much a reality for companies today. Right? Even if you want to move to the public cloud and are committed to that, you will have on-premise data requirements. So it's always going to happen. It's much, much stronger than anybody thought. So strong that we see public cloud stacks coming to on-premise, like this year with Google Anthos and AWS Outpost later in the year. So it's very important to enable the hybrid compute capability. But those vendors coming from the public cloud to on-premise want to just run the same thing like in the public cloud, so you can't move data easily across different clouds on-premise or on the public cloud. But you can at least do the workloads to the place where you find the better algorithms, where your business is more present, where your customers are more present, so you don't have that lock-in effect, and that's ultimately the big value.
Holger Mueller is a principal analyst for Constellation Research. Along with infinite computing, he studies next-generation apps and human capital management. This is the Tech Barometer podcast from the online publication The Forecast. Check out our other print and podcast stories at the website theforecastbynutanix.com.